Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston!
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up!
In the morning.
On Hot 96.9.
Listen, if you're having an issue with your in-law or boyfriend's mom, girlfriend's mom, whatever, first of all, hit us up. 833-973-0969. That's first of all. Second of all, don't let it get so bad that it turns into this situation. This is a situation where the dude, I don't know where they were going, but you know it's bad when you're just listening and watching it and you're cringing yourself. This dude's in the driver's side of his car. His mother's in the passenger seat. And his wife is about to get in the car. The only issue is she wants to sit in the passenger seat because she's the wife. And the mother doesn't want to get out of the passenger seat.
Why is she in the front seat? And I get that that's your mom and everything, but like, you're going to the back, right?
No, absolutely not.
Why? What are you talking about? I'm your wife. Are you serious right now?
Okay, calm down.
We gotta keep having these type of conversations. Every time I make up with your mother, is always a problem.
You can't say that. You can't say we gotta keep having these type of conversations because that's just gonna start a whole nother thing. All those
always look like you're gonna, like you're ducking when you hear that, like.
Listen, I
like, oh God,
I like watching uncomfortable situations, but I don't like
but
being
thinking
in
of
it.
Yourself in there.
Yeah, hey, listen, I mean, I do a pretty good job. I have a wife. I have 5 kids by 3 different women. Nobody's trying to murder each other. Nobody's getting into arguments like that. So I do a pretty good job of keeping the balls in the air when I'm juggling, but
shout out to them.
Yeah,
you try to take all the credit for it.
I should take
shout
all
out
the
to, no, you should not.
Really? I should have taken all the credit.
You should have taken all the credit.
I think I'm a huge reason.
I think you definitely are, but I think that they're a huge reason too, and I don't think that you give them enough credit.
This is turning into mom versus wife right now. Let me finish this clip right here. Here's some more uncomfortable parts of the conversation.
How is his life now? So why are you still here?
Always gonna be.
Okay,
that's another way of saying I want you to die soon. Listen to this.
I'm in his life now, so why are you still here?
I'm always gonna be.
Okay, but go to the back of your seat.
Babe,
I'm your wife. Stop being a mama's boy.
I love you and I love her. I love both of y'all.
She said, why are you still here? That's evil.
That's saying, why are you still breathing?
Right.
Why are you still in our life? I'm in his life now. I need to be bossing him around. Mm. Clearly, this guy likes to be bossed around by whoever the woman in his life. And the mother enjoys telling him what to do. And the wife enjoys telling him what to do.
That is not a hill I want to die on. I'm just getting in the back.
You're going to get in the back?
I mean, I'm not even fighting that.
I would. Okay, how would I handle this? I'd be in the driver's seat.
You'd cry.
Yeah. I would just start the car and drive off.
You'd be calling Uber is what I'd you'd be doing.
Okay. I'm assuming it's my car. My mother already got in the front seat. I would just say, just get in the back. I mean, she's already sitting down, blah, 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 blah. Just get in the back seat. Now, I would also do that if my wife was already in the front seat. I'd be like, just get in the whatever. But
just not altering anything, like keeping the peace.
Yeah. I would try and make it, I would try and, use like, look, we just got to get to wherever we're going. Just, this will be the most efficient way, you know?
Yeah.
Try and take away the confrontation.
Yeah. I still think that, you know, based on what I was saying yesterday, and we have gotten several messages that agree, I think the guy should just get in the back. I do. I know nobody here agrees with me, but a lot of people sent messages yesterday saying that they think that's I still don't understand what the problem with that would be. Just get in the back. Now you're ending any struggle between any of the women. Just let your wife drive.
I don't know.
Keep mom in the front.
The problem is 2 weeks from that point when you're in an argument, she's going to bring up, hey, you're a week behind, got in the back. You didn't even want to deal with the situation. You can't, as a man.
And that's when you just respond and say, my week behind wants to avoid any conflict, so I
that's
did
even,
I
that's even
having
worse.
Them both in the front seat, somebody's crashing.
No, it would be, I think it would be more It would make you seem like more of a man if you said, both of you guys get in the back. Ain't gonna be nobody riding next to me.
Clearly, neither one of them are treating him like a man, so
he's not a man.
It's not gonna matter.
He's not a man. He's a plaything. Do you have any issues with your in-laws? Hopefully not to that level, but if it is, we'd love to hear it. Eve, what you got?
Hi, guys. You know what? Straight up, I just really hate my fiance's mother.
Jesus Christ. Your fiance's mother?
Okay, well, I'll tell you the backstory. She's always popping over to me and my fiance's apartment without announcing herself.
Mm-hmm.
She's just coming by whenever she wants. And I know that she's not been socially distancing. She's never wearing a mask. And she always has to come over and, like, share her opinions on it. She never, you know, she doesn't know how to text, but she knows how to show a conspiracy theory videos.
Yeah. I have a cousin like that. She sent that when that plandemic video came out, she sent it to the entire family like at midnight. It was funny.
Exactly. It's pinned at the top of her Facebook page. And that's fine. She can keep that outside of my home, but she insists on just coming over whenever she feels like it.
Yeah, the pop-in is, you can't do that.
And he knows how you feel about this.
Very much so, because the last time she was over, it was just getting too ridiculous with the right-wing conspiracies, whatever. I had to ask her to leave, and I was trying to escort her out, and she pushed me off of her, and then she just stormed off in a huff.
Okay.
But my fiance was like, did you really have to do that?
Oh,
you're
like, yes. He's just trying to keep the peace.
Oh, and then on top of that, it's not just her. She brings her friends and things that I need to cope and entertain them. Like, she thinks because her son lives here is an extension of her place, maybe? Or I'm supposed to be homemaking? I don't get it. But her and her, I don't know, they're all getting the COVID and shit with themselves because they are not socially distancing. I know that they're not. And then they come into my home, and then I have to ask them to leave, and it gets a little bit heated, and my fiance is not on my side.
Right. Well, look on the bright side.
And what is that? You don't know. Right.
I'm sure someone's going to hear this story and say, please, I wish my mother-in-law was that nice because my mother-in-law is so bad that blank. Just keep listening. I'm sure you'll hear that story. All right. Let's talk to Robert. Hi, Robert.
Hi, how you doing?
What's up?
I'm calling basically because I have the exact opposite situation. Mm-hmm. My wife and my mother get along.
And that's a bad thing?
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, because no matter what, if one tells me to do something, for instance, if my mother tells me go do this and I don't do it within 5 to 10 minutes, my girl's on me.
Yes.
And then if I'm arguing with my girl about it, my mother will come back and be like, I told you to do that. And go do it in my ear.
I love it.
Damn those women. They don't let you be lazy. God.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.